This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Stephen Camerata, Director of Research at the Center for Immigration Studies. The center has recently released two reports, the first entitled Jobs Americans Don't Do, and the second report is entitled Worse Than It Seems. We'll talk about both of those. And Stephen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, one of the arguments for so-called comprehensive immigration reform and for continuing to allow illegals into the country is because there are certain jobs that they do that Americans refuse to do. And that was kind of what your first report looked at. Explain how the report was structured and what kind of results you discovered.
Well, I think that the most important thing to think about is, are there jobs that really are done only by immigrants? Well, fortunately, the government, as part of a new survey, has been surveying actually millions of people each year and asking them a bunch of things. But one of the things is, you know, what kind of job do you do? It's called the American Community Survey. Well, when we look at that survey in great detail, what we find is that there really are virtually no jobs that are done entirely by immigrants. In fact, of the 465 occupations that are included in the data, which is basically all the civilian occupations, only four were majority immigrant, and those jobs were less than 1% of the U.S. workforce. Basically, they were trivial. In fact, let me just give you a couple examples. 55% of the maids and housekeepers in the United States are actually native-born. The rest would be legal or illegal immigrants. If we were to look at porters and bellhops, 71% are native-born. If we look at janitors, 75% are native-born. Construction labor, 65% are native-born. So even several decades after mass immigration, the idea that there are some tough jobs that are done mostly by less educated people that Americans don't do is absurd on its face when you actually look at the data.
Is there any way to check, Stephen, as to how those numbers are trending? Are we seeing higher percentages over time of native-born folks in those positions, or is it the other way, or is it pretty much stable?
Well, probably about the last year and a half, the share that's native-born has probably gone up. As the economy deteriorated, there's certainly evidence that a significant number of illegals have left, and fewer are coming. Now, not all. In fact, about half of the immigrants, the foreign-born in these occupations, are legal, and about half are illegal. But the overall trend over the last 20, 30 years has been for fewer Americans to do these jobs. Even with that trend, even today, these data were collected before the recession, show that the overwhelming majority of workers in less educated, lower paid, lower skilled jobs are U.S. born. And let me give you an analogy. So, for example, if 65% of grounds maintenance workers are U.S. born, which is what the data show, if I were to say to you there's some occupation in which 65% of the workers are women, and then I were to say to you, look, women don't do that job and they're just not interested in it, you'd look at me like you're crazy. But that's exactly what happens in the immigration debate. When 65% of the occupation is comprised of natives, people still say, well, natives aren't interested. They don't ever do that job.
Stephen, this goes away from the report a little bit, but since that has been such a major talking point from folks like former President George W. Bush to folks on all sides of the political spectrum that favor a broader comprehensive approach that allows illegals to keep coming into the country for that purpose, how does this fundamentally change the debate?
Well, unfortunately, these debates are often not conducted with much data, but if you look at the actual data, the vast majority of people who do these jobs are native-born. And politically, there's a real danger for politicians who say these are jobs Americans don't do because it's deeply insulting to the, say, 20 million native-born Americans who work in less educated, lower-paid occupations. When they hear that, they're made to feel like they don't even exist. And I think that's one of the many reasons why there's so much resistance to the amnesty, to the comprehensive approach, which, of course, really just means amnesty.
Steve, let's talk about the other report the center has released now. And one of the things we noticed in the latest unemployment numbers is that while another 250,000 jobs were lost in July, the overall unemployment rate actually went down 0.1%. And economists said that's because the number of people that have quit looking for work has gone up so far that those people are no longer considered part of the active labor pool. And that's kind of what you're looking at here in the different demographics in this country. Explain the report Worse Than It Seems and what you discovered there.
Right. The government actually collects data on people who are working part-time but want to work full-time, and also on people who are looking for a job but just haven't done it in the last 4 weeks. To show up in the official unemployment rate, you have to have actually looked in the last 4 weeks. There's a lot of people who've given up looking for work. But we do collect that data, and we've analyzed it. So there are about 13 million unemployed, officially native-born Americans. But when you look at those who are working part-time but want full-time work, or are looking but just haven't looked very recently, that number jumps from 13 million to 22 million native-born Americans. So 22 million native-born Americans are unemployed or working part-time but want full-time, or have just kind of given up looking for work, at least recently.
And the numbers are extremely stark no matter where you look. The adjusted unemployment rate, again, factoring those with part-time jobs or who haven't looked very recently, for younger Americans under the age of 30 who have only a high school diploma, 30.3% unemployment. For native-born blacks, 42%. Obviously, these numbers are stratospheric compared to the overall national numbers crunched by the Department of Labor.
That's right. When we look at the less educated population, which was germane to the previous discussion we were having, the situation looks absolutely ridiculous. If we look at Americans who are adults who don't have a high school education or didn't finish high school, their unemployment is 21%, their official unemployment rate. But when we look at this broader measure, it's referred to as U6 by the government. The normal unemployment is U3. Anyway, this broader measure shows that it's 33% unemployment or underemployment as well for those without a high school degree. Unemployment for those who are native-born who have only a high school degree and are young, say in their 20s, their unemployment rate is about 19%. That's the official unemployment rate. But when we look at this broad U6 measure, the unemployment and the underemployment, it jumps to over 30%. So when we look at exactly the kinds of workers who compete with illegal immigrants and a large share of illegal immigrants as well who don't have a lot of education, when we look at the Americans who compete with them, their employment picture looks horrific. Now, it didn't look great in 2007 before the recession, actually, and that's important. And it's been getting worse and worse over the last 30 years. As immigration has increased, the share of less educated Americans holding a job has declined, as have wages in those sectors as well has generally declined. So meat and poultry processing or construction labor or maids and janitors, those jobs generally pay less than they did 30 years ago. And at the same time, the kinds of American workers, the ones who don't have a lot of education, they've been working less and less. Their unemployment's higher. Their rates of workforce participation has deteriorated. And again, this study is confirming how terrible the situation is during this recession.
And so the conclusion then here is that the American labor pool is definitely there, but they're just getting underbid by people coming into the country willing to work for less than either the going rate, in some cases the minimum wage.
I think that's part of it, yeah. I mean, I think what's happening is immigration, both legal and illegal, is increasing the supply of workers. It's increasing the number of people who are willing to be nannies, maids, busboys, construction laborers, or meat packers. And that has a downward effect on wages. And then sometimes the immigrants are willing to work for less. And that also has a downward effect on wages at the bottom end of the labor market. So I think both things are going on, just the general increase in the supply of workers and then sometimes the willingness of immigrants to work for less. So I think both things are going on, and both are very problematic because the workers who take it on the chin are already the poorest and least educated.
The two reports are entitled Jobs Americans Don't Do and Worse Than It Seems. Both are available, I would imagine, online at cis.org. Stephen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen Camerata, Director of Research at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. Excellent stuff, Stephen. Thank you.
Sure. I know it wasn't too short, but you're just going to be able to cut that up, or do you actually broadcast the whole thing?
No, we just post it as is.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good talking to you.
Appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Take care.